In a press conference Wednesday, Governor Matt Bevin and CEO of Brady Industries Craig Bouchard announced that the town of South Shore in Greenup County will be the site for a new aluminum plant. Governor Bevin credits the new right-to-work law as the reason South Shore was chosen as the site for the plant.
The first time I spoke with Craig was right after we passed right-to-work legislation, and he made clear that while this was a state they had originally considered, we would not have been the state they chose had we not passed this. He has, as he said, visited many places in this state and in others, and the bottom line is we are where we are today because of an amazing amount of effort and the work really that began by our legislature passing right-to-work legislation. It's as simple as that. It really is.
Ground is projected to be broken on the facility in early 2018, which will create 1,000 construction jobs. When the plant is up and running, 550 full-time jobs with an average salary of $70,000 per year will be available. The plant is scheduled to open in 2020. Governor Bevin is enthusiastic about the projections for the plant.
This is a facility that when it's up and operational in the first phase will produce 300,000 tons of high-quality aluminum a year, and that if in fact it continues to expand as is projected and as is hoped for and as is planned for, it'll ultimately move up to a capacity of half a million tons a year, 500,000 tons a year. That seems like a lot, and in fact, it is a lot.
All employees will be given 2 years' worth of training on how to operate inside the plant. Bouchard has been working with educators as well to train college students from the junior colleges and technical schools near Greenup for jobs at the plant. Bouchard has also spoken with Kentucky Power and American Electric Power about how to lower energy costs.
We have negotiated an efficient package with Kentucky Power and AEP because they wanted us in East Kentucky. And I believe that we will have the lowest energy cost of any rolling mill producing aluminum in the United States. The competitive advantage of that is spectacular.
House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins, a Democrat from Moorhead, gave his approval for the project as well, saying that the benefits encompass all of eastern Kentucky.
Well, this is a tremendous day for, of course, Greenup County, but the entire region. The economic impact on our communities, the economic impact on providing quality jobs, in my opinion, will have a positive impact for generations to come.
For Moorhead State Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Davidson.